Listening Library presents The Doubt Factory by Paolo Bacigalupi. Read for you by Emma Galvin. Prologue. He'd been watching her for a long time, watching how she moved through the still waters of her life, watching the friends and family who surrounded her. It was like watching a bright tropical fish in an aquarium, bounded on all sides, safe inside the confines, unaware of the glass walls. He could watch her sitting at a coffee shop, intent on something in her e-book reader, drinking the same skinny latte that she always ordered. He knew her street, and he knew her home. He knew her class schedule, calculus and AP Chem, honors English, a 3.9 GPA, because some asshole bio teacher had knocked off her perfect score over a triviality of how she formatted her lab notes. Smart girl. Sharp girl. And yet completely unaware. It wasn't her fault. All the fish in her tank were the same. All of them swimming in perfectly controlled waters, bare millimeters from another world that was hostile to them entirely. Moses Cruz felt like he'd been watching all of them forever. But Alex Banks, he could watch in that aquarium and hours could pass. Fundraising events, field hockey tournaments, vacations to St. Bart's and Aspen. It was a safe and quiet world she lived in. And she, just like a beautiful neon tetra in a tropical tank, had no idea she was being watched. All of her people were like that. Just a bunch of pretty fish in love with themselves and how beautiful they were, in love with their little aquarium castles.